Auckland's Radio. And I'm delighted to have in the studio this afternoon Dr. Adam Fisher. He's from Campbell Reith Consulting Engineering. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon.
Welcome along. Now, we're going to be talking in a minute about Innovate Guildford 2017, this arts and science exhibition. But perhaps, can we just start with you then? And, how do you get into engineering?
Oh, well, I started off A-levels and university. I got into geology, actually. I met a guy at Bristol University who became my mentor. I did a PhD with him and worked for his small consultancy. From then on, I have always been involved in geology, engineering, geology and geotechnics. So ground engineering is what I love. It's what I'm very passionate about. I've managed to do it on both sides of the planet.
Wow. You're good at tunnelling, are you?
Yes, indeed. Tunnelling is something I have been involved in, certainly. So yeah. It's really anything involved in and with the ground is my area
right.
of expertise.
Right, okay.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. But obviously your company is involved in lots of different engineering activity.
That's right. So I'm at Campbell Reith. We're a multidiscipline engineering practice that involves civil and ground engineering, which is kind of where I spend most of my time. Structural engineering is very big for us, environmental, highways and transportation. So kind of we really get involved in building communities. That's kind of what we do and what we're very passionate about.
Right, and the government at the moment is all for investment in infrastructure. I guess demand for engineers is growing.
Absolutely, and long may it continue, I might add. Well, I was at the Institution of Civil Engineers a couple of weeks ago, actually, at a breakfast. And it really highlighted the lack of engineers coming through, and we need more.
Oh, really? Yes, there's not enough students coming through, not enough people going to university for engineering degrees?
I think it's ensuring that following on from the great work at universities, that we get them into our industry so they become chartered in our professions and
right.
can contribute to ongoing development of communities,
so someone would do an engineering degree but go and do something else, would
that
they?
Certainly has happened. Mm. I experienced a lot of that when I was at Bristol University. I did a bit of teaching there along the way. So there's a lot of work now to prevent that from happening.
And people are tempted more into modern technology, computing and that side of things rather than...
That certainly has happened in the past. I think there's a turning of the tides at the moment, very much so. And we're seeing some great people coming into the industry. There's so much going on at the moment. Mm. It's a really enjoyable place to work, to be perfectly honest.
Yes, well, we just had Crossroad just about completed. I know they introduced a tunnelling academy in London to
Absolutely.
Train engineers you yeah. know, for tunnelling, didn't they? And they've got HS2 coming up. We've
Absolutely.
Got nuclear power stations to be built. We've got a lot of infrastructure associated with all the housing that everybody wants built as well. So
yeah, that's right. And we do all of that. So mm. it's great times for us mm. from that point of view.
Okay, well, tell us a bit about Innovate Guildford, because I know there was one last year, wasn't there?
Yeah, the last year was the first. It was the brainchild of the then mayor Nikki Nelson Smith and the current mayor Gordon Jackson. So they worked together to come up with the idea. Gordon's taken it forward this year. A couple of interesting facts from last year. I think on the day, I must say, I saw all the hard work that went into it. It's very important that that's understood because it really was hard work. All paid off, I have to say also. But they hoped to get about 1,500 people on the day. And it was close to 6,000 in the end.
Really?
It was an enormous success.
And it's really aimed at students, is it, and younger people?
I think primarily, we're looking for the future innovators. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're very interested in getting students and young people. But last year, there was a huge array of people, parents, grandparents, very young children. There was so much going on for them to see. As I said, nearly 6,000 people came along, and it was packed all day long.
Wow.
And people were there for the whole day.
It was, right. And it's
covering great fun.
All the sort of science disciplines and the arts, as I understand it, then.
Yeah, it's targeted at STEM events, which is science, technology, engineering and maths. But interestingly, it also incorporates the arts, which is, last year I thought that came across very strongly, and it was a really nice thing that was done to make it different to other events that I've been to. There were exhibitors from all different aspects of the STEM fields, so it was very, very varied.
Okay, and obviously people going along then can get lots of information, advice from people like you that are sort of well into the industry and understand it all and what the opportunities and excitement of it all might be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I learned so much from going around the various exhibitors and made some friends and some contacts, if I'm absolutely honest as well. Mm. But it was really good to see. There were hands-on experiences for people to have in terms of science and technology, etc. There were arts, there were performances, there were some fantastic speeches by very high-level people within their own industries, all aimed at encouraging people to come into STEM subjects and choose that as a career in the future.
And, of course, we're always innovating all the time. You know, British have got a great tradition, I think, of invention, haven't they? And
we certainly do,
and
yes.
Research and development as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very strong indeed worldwide.
Right, OK. So anything particularly stood out for you from last year? I mean, the youngsters coming along to take part?
Yeah, absolutely. It was... My overriding memory of the day was, it was incredibly busy, but it was such good fun. It really was. There was one really interesting story. Was a young student called Fleur. Now, on the day, she was really enthusiastic, and she kept popping up everywhere, and people were saying, goodness me, this student is so interested, and really the kind of person that it was all about. And very, very fortunate for us, one of my colleagues had a conversation with her, and she chose to come and do some work experience with us. For a week during her summer holiday, we showed her various aspects of what we do. I took her to a really big project in central London, the biggest crane in Europe. So she saw that sort of being prepared, and she said, you know what, I think I'd like to be an engineer. And for me, that captured the whole essence of Innovate Guildford.
Great.
It's about encouraging young people to get involved and do what we do.
And of course, and there's a push to try and encourage more women to get into engineering.
Yeah, certainly. I think that that's something that's incredibly important. I'm a huge believer in diversity, and I like the workplace to be as diverse as possible. I suspect some of my colleagues say, you know, you're an engineer first, and whether you're a man or a woman, it's about how good you are as an engineer. Mm. But certainly there is a huge shortage of engineers, and if we can encourage more women into the industry, that is without question a good thing.
I guess you need some core skills, do you? I mean, maths, you've got to be pretty good at that.
Yeah, I think maths is pretty important.
It does help you to add up, yes.
Indeed, yeah. But, you know, that's only one part of it. There's, right. You know, that creativity is very important. I love this concept of mixing art and engineering, that art can actually contribute to it. So that's what
certainly the
about.
Built environment is so important to us. And I remember, I'm a child of the, you know, in the 60s, we put up such monstrosities. At least these days, we actually want something to look reasonably decent,
absolutely,
don't we, and exciting.
Yeah. Very much so. Sustainability is huge as well. So making sure that our legacy is very positive.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. So
that
as well. Okay. So if people want to get involved and want to take part, then it's on this Saturday, isn't it?
Tomorrow morning, I would please come along. I would encourage anybody, because it's a free event. It's at GLive in the centre of Guildford, so it's very, very easy to get to. Starts at 10 o'clock, finishes at 5. There's all sorts going on during the day, so there's never a dull moment. I'll just reiterate, it's free. Please come along. It is great fun.
And you've got lots of different bits of engineering to see there, as well as art,
indeed,
I guess.
Yeah, indeed. So there's zones, there's One Health, there's engineering, digital technology and future living. There's competitions at various exhibits, etc. We're running one, so you can come win a prize. Come and see me tomorrow.
All right, well, there you are. There's an offer. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today, Adam. And we wish you every success with that at GLive then on Saturday from 10 until 5 for the Innovate Guildford 2017, a free science and arts festival.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And that was Dr. Adam Fisher of Campbell Reith.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.